T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, let's get serious. So this is something very common, quite frankly. I've worked in a lot of restaurants.
That's how I made it through college and grad school. Come on.
And everybody hangs out after and drinks.
Yeah. People in the bars, when they're counting their tips, paying off their, you know, bar backs and everybody else. Yeah, you're having some cocktails.
So at the end of the day, what happens? A Florida restaurant owned by Tiger Woods, managed by his girlfriend.
Yes.
They have an employee. He's 24 years old.
Yep.
Bartender. Allegedly, they know he's an alcoholic.
His parents allege that Tiger Woods, the establishment knew that their son was an alcoholic, had a problem, served him anyway, and served him to excess. And so now they're suing him because their son crashed his car and died.
And in Pennsylvania, they're called DRAM law cases. And I wanted to bring Phil DeLucente into this. Good morning, Phil. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, Wendy, Morty.
Hey, hey.
Is this relevant in Pennsylvania, my friend?
Yeah.
It's extremely relevant. And, you know, I'm known for handling criminal cases, but I've had my fair share of DRAM shop law cases. And what happens is these bars, particularly you'll see this with smaller establishments, under Pennsylvania law, under the DRAM Shop Act, which basically says, Wendy and Morty, that if you see a person that's visibly intoxicated at the bar, and you have an employee, and they would be called an agent, and the owner, it gets back to the owner through liability with respondent superior. These are all fancy terms, but at the end of the day, if that bartender, you own the bar, that bartender serves somebody that's visibly intoxicated, and they go and kill someone or injure someone or get into a crash or die themselves, then, and they were visibly intoxicated, you are responsible.
Wow.
And in Pennsylvania, here's the problem in Pennsylvania. These little mom-and-pop shops, there's no law out there on the books that says that they have to have insurance.
Bingo.
For coverage. And this is what's so disturbing. And people will say, well, wait a minute. What's somebody that's, when are you supposed to stop serving them? Well, it's all the stuff that we all know. We've seen drunk people, slurred speech, glassy eyes. Is it bloodshot? Are they stumbling? Are they causing fights in the bars? Bad coordination? Their judgment's impaired. So these cases, typically, the cases I've been involved in, it's really sad because I had a woman that died. She had gone to 3 or 4 bars in a different county. She gets hit by a motor vehicle. The motor vehicle, you know, takes off. We do our investigation, and all the bars that she had gone to, there was no insurance. So what happens then is the executor of this poor woman, they step inside her shoes and they try to bring suit, but there's just no money
there's
there.
There's no
for
one
them.
To collect from.
There's no one to collect
from. So really,
from.
It's a stupid law.
No, because a lot of very good establishments have the insurance because, and you'll see that with a lot of the commercial, you know, bars in town, what have you. But it's very difficult from an owner's standpoint, and that's why insurance coverage is so important, because you are held responsible for your employees' actions. You can have signs up, you could do all this other stuff, but if they don't follow their program and listen to you,
right,
you can ultimately be held responsible.
Well, I mean, let's look at the person who's being sued here, Tiger Woods. I mean, definitely we know that he's got deep pockets, so obviously that's going to factor in some capacity, don't you think? Yes?
It does without
question. Of course.
But, you know, Wendy, it goes to agency and also is it set up in an LLC? Is it in a trust?
Gotcha.
It could be limited. There's all kind of ways that things can be set up where ultimate liability will not attach to someone like Tiger Woods.
Well, one of the things that I found interesting, Phil, is that the parents in this case are alleging that Woods or his employees erased video of this young man drinking at their bar. Does that throw a wrinkle into this case?
Well, absolutely it does. First of all, that's an intentional act, and we have to look no further than the Penn State fraternities, right? The issue with the videotape of
right, right. You're right.
Going down. So, you know, everyone thinks that video can't be recaptured, or their actions, they're going to try to cover it up, and sometimes that looks worse ultimately to a jury on the negligence standard that's applied.
Phil, a highly regarded lawyer, John Perry, that's a friend of yours, says, don't the parents in Tiger's case owe a higher duty to their son than the owner of the business where he worked? Should they be sued for letting him work in a bar? Come on, exclamation point. Because they knew he's an alcoholic. So my point is, don't parents, don't people have responsibility to say, hey, enough's enough?
They do have responsibility, but, you know, I don't want to get into the case, but I just had one recently. If you see, it's very common in Pittsburgh and other restaurants that after 2 o'clock in the morning, everybody that works there hangs out and starts drinking. But there is a responsibility from your co-employees. There's a responsibility that you have protocol that, guess what, I'm not going to let them stay after and drink. So, yeah, you're now trying to say there's a contributory negligence issue where the parents should have never had him in that place, but not for. But that doesn't negate the fact that ultimately, you know, we have someone who was affected by this, and that person, there needs to be repercussions. And the only way you say sorry, because I practice a lot of personal injury law, the only way people say sorry to other people in that law is through money.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and it's sad to say, because people say, I want justice. That's as good as you can get in the civil world is money. And so,
Phil DeLisende, we love having you on. Thank you so much for your time and expertise.
Well, I really appreciate it, guys. Have a great afternoon.
All right, Thanks, take
Phil. Good care. Gosh. Money talks.
Yeah. I think as a parent, I look at responsibility, and isn't that what you try to drill home into your kids all the time?
And I didn't know that a lot of these bars don't have insurance.
I didn't
shouldn't
either.
They be ordered to, or they shouldn't be able to open?
Right?
Seems to me. Interesting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.